know, it should be mentioned, we keep mentioning Woodbat. For those that didn't realize it, and I would imagine most do if they're a fan of college baseball, they play with aluminum bats. You move to the pros or the minor leagues, you're playing with wood bats. So it gives them a chance to feel really what it's really like, and it's quite a bit different between, I mean, it may seem small, but there's a big difference between a wood and aluminum bat.
Absolutely. You don't get the same kind of power off of a pop off of a wood bat. And what's neat about this is our league has been recognized by the MLB, you know, just by the numbers. 90 West Coast League players were picked in the 2019 MLB draft, including the number one and number three selections. I mean, that's saying a lot. Just what our league is going to have to offer. And that's what's neat. You know, if we're going to offer fan interaction with the children on the fields, they're going to be able to meet and talk with and get things signed by these. Hopefully, these kids are working towards their future major league careers. They get to run the bases. We're going to have great concessions, really good food. I'm hoping to bring in some food trucks to offer diversity of food. We're going to try to make this a venue when we don't have games for music and other, you know, other events while we hold the stadium. So, you know, again, it's a big community piece. It's a really boon for Springfield, and it's just so great that we could form a partnership with Springfield Public Schools to make this happen.
Absolutely. Jamie Christopher is the general manager of the soon-to-be new Springfield Drifters. When we talk about, you know, bringing in college kids from all over the country, we're not just talking about the West Coast, are we?
No, I mean, I think there is a preference that we're going to have Northwest kids. You know, we want hometown kids to have a chance to succeed, but we will look at and offer opportunities to kids from around the country, from the top baseball programs. You know, you look at the Cape Cod League and other leagues around the country, and they bring in kids from all over. And we're going to offer those opportunities to kids that want to play. You know, it's up to Kenny Niles, who's our director of player personnel and player development, and Tommy Richards, how they want to form the team. They're going to put together the best team, and we're going to go out there to win. We're also going to go out there to develop the players. We're going to give these kids a great experience. You know, anecdote. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead. Tell us the anecdote, then I'll ask.
Sure. I read this book about the Summer Woodbat League when I was considering this job, and a really neat story about how Field Back East, they'd pull up and turn their lights off because if they left their lights on, it would affect the hitter's eyes. And they could always tell when a tourist was in town, because the lights would be on, and they'd, you know, they'd give them a signal like the batter would just wait. No one would get mad because that's what you expected, and that's the kind of feel you want to create here. We want to create that community atmosphere where everyone kind of knows the little intricacies and subtleties of what our stadium has to offer and what our community has to offer.
You know, one of the things about this type of league is that you're limited as how many players you can have from any given team, like the Ducks, the Beavs, whomever, right?
Correct. You can have four players per team.
Now, is there a draft that goes on to where you get players? How do you go about putting together a roster? Is there a draft?
There isn't. So it's really upon each team to go out and recruit and tell them what you can offer in terms of development and their experiences they're going to have with your team. You know, a lot of these players see the benefits of this league, so they're eager and willing to find a team that suits their needs. You know, through consultation with their head coaches, talking with, you know, Kenny Niles and Tommy Richards, I think they're going to find that we're going to have a lot to offer here. You know, my job is to make the baseball stadium, the baseball experience for the fans, the best it can be, to provide the players with all of the amenities we can, you know, sure, still abiding by NCAA guidelines. And, you know, Tommy and Kenny are there to put together the best team that they can to make us successful.
Jamie, are you going to have auditions and tryouts throughout the year?
No, it's more like we watch players from a distance. You know, because these kids are college students. They're student athletes first. So, you know, you start watching these kids in high school, and you watch their careers and watch them develop. And, you know, fortunately, we have a lot of experience here. Kenny Niles has a lot of experience with college programs and getting his team signed. Something ridiculous, like 36 of 39 players of the last couple of years, he's gotten into college on baseball scholarships,
wow,
baseball programs. So he's got a lot of good experience there. And Tommy, there's an article about him, and I'll link it in our website, driftersbaseball.com, called The Tenacious Tommy Richards. He's a baseball guy through and through. He's a four-year letterman from Washington State University. He's an alumnus of the West Coast League. His family actually owned a team, the Bend Elks, when he was younger, a teenager. So, you know, it's in his blood. So he knows what to do here. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a better team to lead a new franchise.
Second question, are you going to have a mascot? And if so, what's the mascot's name, if you know?
We are going to have a mascot, and we are going to make it a community experience. We're going to come up with three concepts, post it on Facebook, all the social media, on our website, and we're going to let fans help us decide who our mascot's going to be. And then once we decide who it's going to be, we're going to name him. So
Bob,
I think it's going to be a fun experience.
I want to name him Bob.
Bob?
Bob the Drifter.
Is a good name.
Yeah, Bob the Drifter.
Solid name.
Yeah.
I think in the tradition of mascots, it might have a D because, you know, drifters like Derek or Dirk or...
Dirk. It has to be Dirk. Dirk the Drifter.
You get a vote. I promise you one thing. You get a vote.
Okay. I promise you I will. So because they are college students, is this a situation where because they're college... and not paid, are they going to be living in like sponsor homes? I mean, where are they going to be put up? You got a kid from California or Texas or wherever. How do they live during the, you know, 3 months, three months that they're here in the area?
You nailed it. We'll look for sponsor families. And that's part of my job over the next year is to line up sponsor families to take care of our kids and interact with college baseball players. The Knights are very successful at this. They have a great team up there. They spend a lot of time with me, helping me get my feet under me. And their program works. I have friends in Corvallis who are hosting kids, one or two kids per family. And, you know, people are eager to do it. It's a great way to get involved. It's a great way to, you know, understand what we're doing and have someone come visit you. You know, could you imagine, you know, having a future MLB star in your house? I have a 10-year-old son. He would be wild to know that, you know, this guy lived with us and to gave him batting tips and played catch. It's just, it's something that we're going to rely on our community to help support us with. Absolutely.
I know that I had a chance because I had a broadcast kind of involvement with the Corvallis Knights for several years. And it was interesting going to the games and talking to the families that were sponsoring these young men, and they were ebullient about it. They loved the experience of it, and for the reasons that you said, you know, to have a college player give their kid batting lessons, I mean, it was an interesting experience interacting with those families. And I never talked to anybody that didn't absolutely love that particular experience. Coming up, this is going to be happening next year, right?
2022, we will throw our first pitch.
Very cool. Again, for folks that want to find out more information, and it is a special league, as somebody who's gone to the Knights game, it's a great feel. It is a lot of fun. For folks that want more information, where can they go to find out more about the coming Springfield Knights? Or Drifters, pardon me.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. Go to driftersbaseball.com on the web, or you can come to our Facebook page, which will be it's the Springfield Drifters Baseball Club. Of course, we have all the social media accounts as well. Follow us. I try to post daily on updates. If you come to our website, you can see the stadium plans, read our press release. We'll post other media there as well. You know, and you can always reach out to me. I'm part of the community, and I am a resource. And, you know, if you need something from me, you can always reach out.
All right. I'm going to have you hang on the line here a second when we get off the air, if you would. But good luck with the team, and I appreciate you joining us on the wake-up call this morning to chat about it. And I have a feeling you're going to be back on more often than you probably want to.
Oh, it's been an honor, gentlemen, and I really hope to be on again. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Jamie Christopher, the general manager of the new Springfield Drifters, on the wake-up call this morning. Good morning.